Is she to be buried in Christian burial, but willfully seeks her own salvation?
I tell thee, she is. Therefore make her grave straight. The crowner hath sat on her and finds it Christian burial.
How can that be? Unless she drowned herself in her own defence.
Why, it is found so.
Oh, it must be sea off and dender. Cannot be else. I realise the point. If I drown myself wittingly, it argues an act. And an act hath three branches. It is to act, to do, and to perform, Argyle. She drowned herself wittingly.
Nay, but here, you goodman Delver.
Give me leave. Here lies the water. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Here stands the man. Good. Now, if the man go to this water and drown himself, it is willy-nilly he goes, mark you that.
Aye.
But if the water come to him and drown him, he drowns not himself. Argyle, he that is not guilty of his own death, shortens not his own life.
But is this law?
Aye, marriest, crowner's quest law.
Will you have the truth on't? If this had not been a gentlewoman, she should have been buried out of Christian burial.
Why, there thou sayest. Mm. And the more pity that great folk should have countenance in this world to drown or hang themselves more than they're even Christian. Come, my spade. There be no ancient gentlemen but gardeners, stitchers and grave makers. They hold up Adam's profession.
Was he a gentleman?
He was the first that ever bore arms.
Oh, he had none.
What, utter heathen? Hmm? How dost thou understand the scripture? The scripture says Adam digged. Could he dig without arms?
Oh.
Now, I'll put another question to thee. If thou answerest me not to the point, confess thyself.
How to?
Now, what is he that builds stronger than either the mason, the shipwright, or the carpenter?
The gallows maker. For that frame outlives 1,000 tenants.
I like thy wit well, in good faith. The gallows does well. Ah, but how does it well? It does well to those that do ill. Now thou dost ill to say that the gallows is built stronger than the church. Argyle, the gallows may do well to thee. Do it again, come.
Who builds stronger than a mason, a shipwright, or a carpenter?
Aye, tell me that and unyoke.
Marry, now I can tell.
Toot?
Oh, mass, I cannot tell.
Ah, cudgel thy brains no more about it, for your dull ass will not mend his pace with beating. And when you are asked this question next, say, a grave maker. The houses that he makes last till doomsday.
Oh.
Go, get that he yawn. Fetch me a stoup of liquor.
Has this fellow no feeling of his business that he sings at grave-making?
Custom has made it in him a property of easiness.
Tis e'en so, the hand of little employment hath the daintiest sense. That skull had a tongue in it, and could sing once. How the knave jowls it to the ground as if to a Cain's jawbone that did the first murder. It might be the pate of a politician which this ass now o'erreaches, one that would circumvent God, might it not?
It might, my lord.
Or of a courtier which could say, good morrow, sweet lord, how dost thou, good lord? This might be my lord such a one that praised my lord such a one's horse when he meant to beg it, might it not?
Aye, my lord.
I e'en so. And now my lady worms, chapless and knocked about the mazard with a sexton's spade. Here's fine revolution, and we had the trick to see it. Did these bones cost no more the breeding but to play at loggots with them? Ah, mine ache to think on. There's another. Why might not that be the skull of a lawyer? Where be his quiddits now? His quillits, his cases, his tenures, and his tricks. Why does he suffer this rude knave now to knock him about the sconce with a dirty shovel and will not tell him of his action of battery? This fellow might be in his time a great buyer of land, with his statutes, his recognizances, his fines, his double vouchers, his recoveries. Is this the fine of his fines and the recovery of his recoveries, to have his fine pate full of fine dirt? Would his vouchers vouch him no more of his purchases and double ones too than the length and breadth of a pair of indentures? The very conveyances of his lands will hardly lie in this box. And must the inheritor himself have no more, huh?
Not a jot more, my lord.
Is not parchment made of sheepskins?
Aye, my lord, and of calfskins too.
There's sheep and calves that seek out assurance in that. I will speak to this fellow. Whose grave is this, sir?
A mine, sir.
I think it be thine, indeed, for thou liest in it.
You lie out on, sir. Therefore it is not yours. For my part, I do not lie in it. Yet it is mine.
Let us lie in it to be in it, and say it is thine. 'Tis for the dead, not for the quick. Therefore thou liest.
'Tis a quick lie, sir. For away again, from me, to you.
What man dost thou dig for?
No man, sir.
What woman, then?
None neither.
Who is to be buried in it?
One that was a woman, sir, but rest her soul. She's dead.
How absolute the knave is. We must speak by the card, or equivocation will undo us. By the Lord, Horatio, this 3 years I've taken note of it, the age has grown so picked that the toe of the peasant comes so near the heel of our courtier, he galls his kibe. How long hast thou been a grave maker?
Oh, of all the days in the year, I came to it that day that our lost King Hamlet d'Or came 14 brass.
How long is that since?
Cannot you tell that? Oh, every fool could tell that. 'Twas the very day young Hamlet was born. Eh? He that is mad and sent into England.
I marry. Why was he sent into England?
Why? Because he was mad. He shall recover his wits there. Or if you do not, 'tis no great matter there.
Why?
'Twill not be seen in him there. There the men are as mad as he.
How came he mad?
Very strangely, they say.
How strangely?
A faith e'en with losing his wits.
Upon what ground?
Why, here in Denmark. I've been sexton here, man and boy, 30 years.
How long will a man lie i' the earth ere he rot?
Faith, if he be not rotten before he dies. As we have many pocky courses nowadays, as I will scarce hold the lane in. Or last year some 8 year or 9 year. A tanner will last you 9 year.
Why he, more than another?
Why, sir? His hide is so tan with his trade. I will keep up water a great while. And your water is a sore decayer of your horse and dead body. Here's a skull now. This skull has lain in the earth 23 years.
Whose was it?
A horse and mad fellows it was. Whose do you think it was?
Nay, I know not.
A pestilence on him for a mad rogue. I poured a flag and a Rhenish o'er my head once. Woof! This same skull, sir. This skull was Yorick's skull, the king's jester.
This?
In that?
Let me see. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. And now how abhorred in my imagination it is, my gorge rises at it. Here hung those lips that I have kissed I know not how oft. Where be your gibes now? Your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar. Not one now to mock your own grinning, quite chopfallen. Now get you to my lady's chamber and tell her let her paint an inch thick to this favour she must come. Make her laugh at that. Prithee, Horatio, tell me one thing.
What's that, my lord?
Dost thou think Alexander looked to this fashion of the earth?
E'en so.
And smelled so? Bah!
E'en so, my lord.
To what base uses we may return, Horatio? Why may not imagination trace the noble dust of Alexander till he find it stopping a bunghole?
To consider, sir.
No, faith, not a jot, but to follow him thither with modesty enough and likelihood to lead it. As thus Alexander died, Alexander was buried, Alexander returneth into dust. The dust is earth, of earth we make loam, and why of that loam, whereto he was converted, might they not stop a beer barrel? Imperial Caesar, dead and turned to clay, might stop a hole to keep the wind away. Oh, that that earth which kept the world in awe should patch a wall to expel the winter's flaw.
But soft aside. Here comes the king, the queen, the courtiers. Who is it that they follow, and with such maimed rites? This doth betoken the course they followed it with desperate hand for do its own life. Was of some estate. Couch we a while and mark.
What ceremony else?
That is Laertes, a very noble youth. Mark.
What ceremony else?
Her obsequies have been as far enlarged as we have warranties. Her death was doubtful. And, but that great command or sways the order, she should in ground unsanctified have lodged till the last trumpet. For charitable prayer, shards, flints, and pebbles should be thrown on her. Yet here she is allowed her virgin rites, her maiden strewments, and the bringing home of bell and burial.
Must there no more be done?
No more be done. We should profane the service of the dead to sing sage requiem and such rest to her as to peace-parted souls.
Lay her in the earth. And from her fair and unpolluted flesh may violence spring. I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be when thou liest howling.
What? The fair Ophelia?
Sweets to the sweet. Farewell. I hope thou shouldst have been my Hamnet's wife. I thought thy bride bed do have decked, sweet maid, and not have strewed thy grave.
Oh, treble, wolf, oh, 10 times treble on that cursed head, whose wicked deed thy most ingenious sense deprived thee of! Hold off the earth a while, till I have caught her once more in my arms. Now pile your dust upon the quick and dead, till of this flatter mountain you have made to o'ertop old Pelion, or the sky is shed of blue on the bus.
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis? Whose phrase of sorrow conjures the wandering stars and makes them stand like wonder-wounded heroes? This is I, Hamlet the Dane.
The devil take thy soul!
Praise the will! How could they take thy fingers from my throat? So though I am not splenitive and rash, yet have I something in me dangerous which let thy wiseness fear.
Away thy hand!
Back to the sunder!
Good, my lord, be quiet!
I will fight with him upon this theme until mine eyelids will no longer wag.
My son, what theme?
I loved Ophelia! 40,000 brothers could not with all their quantity of love make up my sum. What wilt thou do for her?
Oh, he is mad, Laertes.
For love of God, forbear him.
Come, show me what thou do, would weep, would fight, would fast, would tear thyself, would drink up easily, eat a crocodile, I'll do it. Dost thou come here to whine, to outface me with leaping in her grave? Be buried quick with her, and so will I. And if our pagan mountains, let them throw millions of acres on us, till our ground, singeing his pate against the burning zone, make Ossa like a wart. Nay, in thou mouth, I'll rant as well as thou.
This is mere madness. Thus a while the fit will work on him. Anon, as patient as the female dove, when that her golden couplets are disclosed, his silence will sit drooping.
Hear you, sir. What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever. But it is no matter. Let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew, and dog will have his day.
I pray you, good Horatio, wait upon him. Strengthen your patience in our last night's speech. We'll put the matter to the present push. Good Gertrude, set some watch over your son.
This grave shall have a living monument. An hour of quiet shortly shall we see. Till then, in patience, our proceeding be.